Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, York Technical College last week held a ceremony to honor President Greg Rutherford for his 14 years of service at the position. Rutherford will be retiring at the end of July. He said the highlight of the last 14 years has been the people.
The people who, not only students and faculty and staff, everybody engaged with us has done more than they had to do because they believed in our mission.
Rutherford said he appreciates the school for allowing him to be himself.
I am not a typical academic. I didn't have to pretend to be special or elite or an untouchable. They didn't expect me to take on that presidential persona. And they also allowed me to tell the truth as I saw it, regardless of the political ramifications for doing that.
State Senator Mike Fanning introduced and passed a resolution through the General Assembly this past spring thanking Rutherford for all that he had done. He said in Rutherford's first 3 years, the state gutted his funding by 30%.
In the hardest circumstances imaginable, York Tech's graduation rate has been the highest it's ever been. This entire Learning Commons facility that gives students an opportunity to come to campus and have a place to congregate and learn didn't exist before. The total rebranding, biggest fundraising that we've had in the history of York Technical College, all that, and he's leaving York Tech with zero debt.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.